Jim, so we're here at Bramall Lane before kick-off, then another big night of cup football for Sheffield United. How much are you looking forward to this?
I'm totally stoked. So we really built something last year on the cup games, and of course the focus has to be on the league, but these are special. And I had several favorite moments last year, probably the singing after Charlton Athletic was just unforgettable. You want that, and we want it here at Bramall Lane, and we welcome the cup matches, and having Southampton here is great, and we'd like to do our best to take a page from Southampton's story of going up.
Yeah, because they've had a story where they were in League One and went up through the divisions, and now that where they are fifth in the Premier League.
And actually, I think if you look back, they were at about where we are, maybe a touch below before they went on their on the run that took them, into the next league up. So we're very aware of what this match means historically. I think also just thrilled to have a game against a top side.
I remember being here for the Charlton game as well and speaking to the players on the pitch after the game and seeing the emotion in particular in players like Michael Doyle, who was in tears, and seeing the cup end as well. Yeah. It'd be great to have another night like that, wouldn't it, tonight?
You'd pay very, very good money to have that happen. So everyone's worried about, though, whether we'll pay very, very good money to make the cup or to make the league campaign just as successful.
Do you think this would be just the tonic that is needed, perhaps, for the second half of the season? If you could get a good result here,
We'd like a good result in every match between now and the opening of the transfer window. There's not actually where our schedule is a little bit thin for the next couple of weeks, thinner than it has been, and I think it's important that we pick up on the league side that we pick up the points that are available. And then, of course, it's getting the business done as early in the window as we can and moving on. Of course, we have to deal with reality. Mm-hmm. So whatever reality dishes up, we'll have to, respond to it. But I think we would be very happy to get beyond the quarterfinal, to do the home and away in the next round and to be there for the final of the League Cup.
Will a result here help your activity in the transfer window? Is it enough of a financial boost to progress to the semi-finals to have that happen?
I don't think the Capital One Cup, the League Cup, is not a hugely rich cup financially. It'd be great to do well in it, but the real money in this cup doesn't come till later. So I wouldn't say that so much. I think it's more of a boost when you look at players considering coming to a club like this, when players experience this set of fans, this is a proper football club. I think it's much easier to want to be affiliated with it. So,
just a quick final one: do you expect to be very busy in the January transfer window? Then you're talking about the plans there. Are you expecting to be active?
Yes, we'll be active. We have, we've met as a board. We know what management is thinking of doing, and we're going to stand back and let them do their thing. I think they've got the right things in mind, and they'll get on with it. I think with a great deal of focus.